I love it when there's a story and there's a good bit of foreshadowing going on in that story. A lot of good stories have this sort of foreshadowing, whether it's books or movies, and it really helps, especially on the subsequent times of either reading the book or watching the movie. You know, if you've seen the movie more than once, it can kind of be neat to see these little foreshadowing moments that you might have missed otherwise. For example, Star Wars Episode 5, The Empire Strikes Back. So I'm going to give a spoiler alert here, but the movie came out in 1980, so if you haven't seen it yet, I don't know what to tell you. But there's some foreshadowing going on in that movie, and on my second and third and 10th and 20th time of watching that movie, it's really made it come alive for me. So there's a point in the movie where Luke Skywalker, the young Luke Skywalker, has a bit of a vision. And in that vision, he sees Darth Vader, and then he sees Darth Vader's mask, and in Darth Vader's mask, he sees his own face. Now, here's a spoiler alert, but again, this was 37 years ago. Luke is the son of Darth Vader. Whoa, I am your father. Foreshadowing, you know, and then with the subsequent times of watching that movie, you see that and you go, whoa, there's a connection. They're already saying there's a connection between Darth Vader and Luke Skywalker, Anakin Skywalker and Luke Skywalker. Foreshadowing. So today, I want to highlight three elements of foreshadowing that are going on with our readings here today, and they just draw out that much more about what Jesus is saying. So the first thing of foreshadowing, it's foreshadowing something for us a couple of weeks in advance of the event. Because Jesus talks about sending another advocate, the Holy Spirit. So we're foreshadowing Pentecost. We're kind of getting a sneak peek. Spoiler alert, Pentecost is coming up. When the Holy Spirit came and established the church and filled the disciples, and also that same Holy Spirit that we would receive when we were baptized and confirmed when he came to us personally. And that this is all within the plan of God. The fact that Jesus foreshadows the coming of the Holy Spirit shows that this is all part of the plan of God. We are all part of the plan of God. Now, I think it's very telling when Jesus is foreshadowing the coming of the Holy Spirit. The word that he uses to describe the Holy Spirit, paraclete, or as it's translated here, advocate. An advocate. It's a helper, someone who helps, someone who wants us to succeed, someone who works on our behalf and who helps in a variety of different ways. That's very telling that God would use, that Jesus would use that word to describe his Holy Spirit. Because that's God's desire, to be our helper, our consoler. He doesn't want us to be weighed down by sin, to be separated from him. He wants us to be healed. He wants us to have life, to have his life. And how often is it that we feel badly for our sins, perhaps even ashamed because of them? Of course, we should mourn our sins and want to change, but we've got an advocate on our side. Satan is literally means the accuser. So Jesus says, I'm going to send you an advocate, someone who's with you, someone on your side, who wants us to have life, who works so that we may have life. So that's the first bit of foreshadowing, great bit of foreshadowing. God wants us to have life. And so that leads me to the second bit of foreshadowing. And I'm going to give full credit to the scripture scholars who understand the Greek, because I don't understand the Greek. It's all Greek to me. But they pointed this one out, and I think it's very profound. Because today we read from the 14th chapter of the Gospel of John. But there's a passage in the first chapter of the Gospel of John that foreshadows what we heard today. It's verse 38. So this is when it's early on in the ministry of Jesus, and there's a couple of disciples who come up to him, and they ask him very simply, Rabbi, where are you staying? And Jesus says, come and see. Well, in the gospel today, Jesus verbalizes his answer to that question way back in the first chapter. Where is Jesus staying? Where does he want to stay? Where does he want to be? He answers, I am coming to you. On that day, you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. Where does Jesus want to stay? With us and in us. And so he sends the Holy Spirit, the advocate, to fill us up. And he comes in the midst of the church in so many other ways. And the people gathered to pray, and the word that's proclaimed, and especially in a very real, profound way in the Eucharist, to be in us. Where does he want to stay? Where are you staying, Rabbi? I'm coming to you. I'm in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. Foreshadowing. Foreshadowing what he wants for all of us. And that leads to the third bit of foreshadowing. Because all of this is meant to foreshadow heaven. Jesus foreshadows heaven when he rises from the dead and lives forever. But heaven is the fullness of God's love, of God's presence for all eternity, God's presence living within and through and with in perfect love for all of eternity. So Jesus comes to be here, to be with us and to be in us, and to send his Holy Spirit to be with us and to be in us, giving us a taste here and now of heaven. The Eucharist is a taste of heaven. God living within us. That's the hope that St. Peter talks about in that second reading. And that's the essence of the good news that St. Philip and the other disciples proclaimed in the first reading. That's God's plan for all of us. And he foreshadowed that plan in a number of ways. He knows what he's doing. And he comes to us this week. Jesus is foreshadowing heaven. And he wants us to be with him in heaven. And so he comes here today.